Oh, Frank, how's you, man?
What's on your mind, John? Because as you know, we're open for bottle or draft here.
Yes, Frank. I'll tell you what the problem is. I've had a single goldfish for 3 years, and one of the kids have found a baby goldfish in the tank.
I love this.
I don't know how it's I didn't believe the child when he first said, because I couldn't see it. It's no bigger than the baby fingernail, but still living and still swimming about with your goldfish.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I can offer, you know, an opinion, or I can make a contribution to the conversation and feel that, yeah, I'm well enough briefed on this to at least ask a question that sounds sensible. But yeah. John, virgin birth in a goldfish bowl isn't my bag. You obviously, as you can sense here, John, I have no idea what is the sort of reproduction cycle of a goldfish involved. Could you explain it to me?
I have googled it, and it says it still needs a male and a female goldfish, one to lay the eggs, one to fertilise the eggs.
Okay, the old trick, yeah.
And that is all I've got. Now, I did have three goldfish in a tank, but they died about 2 years ago.
Okay, so one of those goldfish could have done the deed.
But surely they wouldn't last for 2 years in a tank that I've cleaned out, obviously, on a regular occasion.
Yeah.
Not soapy water.
You see, again, ignorance here coming absolutely to the fore. These eggs, when they're fertilised, are they fertilised internally, externally? How does that work?
From what I know, because I'll Google it, because I'm looking after it, they are fertilised externally.
Okay, so you reckon that if they had been fertilised 2 years ago, they'd now have been washed away with the GS fluid?
Yeah. The only other thing, I don't know if it's possible, we were down Newcastle Beach, at Murdoch Beach down there, and the kids picked up a couple of shells and stones and put them in the tank. But surely that's a billion to one chance that there's an egg on it and it gets fertilised. That's the only other thing I've heard.
Now, that would seem to be, you know, hold on, I'm now taking a step back and I'm putting on my Inspector Morse jacket. That would seem to be a possibility. But, you know, isn't it quite exciting to look in the goldfish bowl and see a baby goldfish swimming around with a single parent? It's just, as you say, one in a million. I would say this is incredibly rare.
Absolutely crazy. So I still don't believe that that is a possibility. I don't know how it happened. I don't know an explanation at all.
How big is a baby goldfish?
3 millimetres length.
Mm-hmm. And you're sure it's a goldfish, it's not a sprick?
Oh, it's definitely a goldfish. I've took videos of it and all, and definitely a goldfish. It's a wee bit of a gold-coloured eye cap and all. It's definitely a fish.
If you can do a little shot of it, you know, like a short shot of mommy goldfish and baby goldfish, and send it to a studio at u105.com.